From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with a network of 40,000 alumni worldwide, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
My mother still remembers the day when a classmate at Berkeley had to leave the state to marry. The year was 1943, and California law prohibited interracial marriages. So my mom's friend literally had to run from the law to marry the person she loved, simply because they were of different races. When my parents met several years later, California's high court had become the first to overturn marriage discrimination based on race. My parents were married in the International House at Berkeley, the very same place they'd met. But as they moved to other states, they found that each state had laws treating their marriage differently, simply because my mom is Chinese American and my dad is white. While house hunting in Missouri, they learned that Missouri law prohibited marriage between whites and what they termed Negroes or Mongolians. When I was growing up, my parents didn't discuss these discriminatory laws. But it was just 40 years ago this month that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned all such laws in the landmark Loving v. Virginia case. The court declared marriage is one of the basic rights of man. Last week, my mother flew to Washington for events marking the 40th anniversary of the Loving decision, and we went as a family, my mother, me, and John, my partner of 20 years. My mother spoke out at the Capitol for the rights of all Loving couples to wed, including her own son and son-in-law. Although John and I married in 2004 at City Hall in one of the happiest moments of our lives, we now share something with my parents, the feeling of being told our marriage is not a marriage. Last weekend, our parents joined us in the Pride Parade. I've never been so proud of my family. Today, barring interracial couples from marrying is unthinkable. And one day John and I will know what my parents felt 40 years ago, when all laws against their love and marriage were removed forever. With a perspective, I'm Stuart Gaffney.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.